Hello, and welcome to Academic Cast, Texas Tech University's biweekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Integrated Scholar Valerie Payton, the Vice Provost for Planning and Assessment, Interim Dean of University College, and a Professor of Education. First, the news. On the heels of Valentine's Day, a Texas Tech Human Sciences professor discusses her research into the life experiences of single women. Professor Elizabeth Sharp interviewed women who have never been married and were in their late 20s and early 30s.
We know that more and more people are either waiting to get married or they're not marrying at all. I just wondered, with this growing number of people, what's it like? And we looked at the women, because it's a different experience for women than men.
Women shared their personal views and detailed interactions involving the subject of their singularity.
They felt like even though their single status was very visible, and people always asking about it, like, oh, you're 32, you're so cute, you have a great career, why aren't you married? Like these sort of questions, that in one way they can be flattering, but another way they can get frustrating if you hear this all the time. And at the same time that their status was visible, their actual life course, like sort of how they're living their life, a lot of people didn't understand. And that I considered was more invisible. So what's it like to still be, you know, to be 31 and not married yet? They felt a lot of people didn't understand them. And part of that was the message they were getting, you know, why aren't you? As if this was a deficit.
Sharp's research is titled, I'm a Loser, I'm Not Married, Let's Just All Look at Me. Ever Single Women's Perceptions of Their Social Environment. In other research news, a team of agricultural scientists at Texas Tech is digging deep into Lubbock's soil. Over the next 5 years, the scientists will observe the U.S. Department of Agriculture's conservation land in the area as it is converted into cropland. The USDA is supporting the project through a $480,000 grant. Faculty members from the College of Mass Communications are collaborating with physicians from Brown University to train emergency department staff at Rhode Island Hospital. The training program, titled Project CLEAR, aims to improve customer service and communication skills through simulations of patients' experiences. The Hispanic Outlook in Higher Education names Texas Tech's law school as one of the top 20 in the nation for Hispanics. Landing at number 16 on the list, Texas Tech was recognized for granting law degrees to more than 15% of Hispanic Texans in 2010. Texas Tech shared 16th position with the South Texas College of Law in Houston. Dr. Valerie Payton fulfills many roles at Texas Tech. She serves as Vice Provost for Planning and Assessment, Interim Dean of University College, and Associate Professor in the College of Education. Her teaching, research, and service contributions are spotlighted here by Provost Bob Smith.
Born and raised in Southern California, Valerie Payton has cultivated a commitment to the field of higher education. She began working at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles while pursuing a master's in counseling psychology at Santa Clara University. She then continued her doctoral studies at USC and was eventually named Assistant Dean for Student Affairs.
I started my doctorate in theological ethics, and I loved it. And I loved Old Testament literature and biblical archaeology. And I was promoted as assistant dean of students, and I had responsibility for student conduct, orientation, a lot of student affairs areas. And I began to see this sort of dissonance between my PhD work in theological ethics and what I was doing administratively. But I felt like I was doing the right thing as assistant dean. So I moved over to the College of Education and pursued a PhD in education with an emphasis in higher education law.
After earning a doctorate, Dr. Payton continued to teach and serve in administrative roles at USC before coming to Texas in the late 1990s.
From early on, I was really attracted to law and policy issues in the higher education environment. From there on, whether it would be faculty or administrative roles, found things that were intellectually engaging and challenging to do, and that's sort of been my career path.
Dr. Payton joined Texas Tech in 2001, and 7 years later, she was named Vice Provost for Planning and Assessment.
Well, I am the first Vice Provost for Planning and Assessment at Texas Tech. My role has been to build an institutional effectiveness environment, and that environment includes strategic planning and assessment of plans. So if you make plans, then the question is, how are you performing against the plans? And once you know how you're performing, what should you do to make sure that you achieve your planned objectives? So it's this sort of circle of continuous institutional improvement. And so I lead strategic planning, I lead academic and administrative assessment, institutional research, which provides all the data. So all of those touch points that tell us how we're performing comes out of the institutional research office.
Vice Provost Payton continues to teach in the area of higher education at Texas Tech. Her collaborative research on distance learning meshes well with her scholarship.
We have a longitudinal study in distance learning. How do students learn online? What kind of interaction do they want with faculty, with students, and with the content? Those are the three major areas in online learning interactions. My colleagues and I have published a lot in online self-regulation with William Land here at the College of Education and Lucy Barnard Brack.
Dr. Payton has also made important service contributions to the university and her community.
My work in community and institutional engagement nationwide has been very important in terms of service. Locally, just in my private life, I'm a member of the Salvation Army, and that's a unique history that my family has. My husband's parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were Salvation Army officers. It is a history that allows one to think and consider values, core values, and translate them into relationships with the community. What does the community need? How do we come into authentic relationship and make change together?
Considering all that she has accomplished, Dr. Payton believes that striving for balance goes a long way for others intrigued by the work of an integrated scholar.
I would encourage balance. I would encourage taking time and walking through the whole path and knowing that it takes a long time to build an integration of both theoretical and applied knowledge in any one field, and take care of your family and significant others as you go along.
Indeed, Dr. Payton herself has strived to achieve a delicate balance through her service to Texas Tech as an administrator, professor, researcher, and community member. Simultaneously, she has seamlessly found ways to integrate all that she does in the areas of teaching, research, and outreach. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. You can learn more about Vice Provost Payton and other Texas Tech Integrated Scholars by visiting our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And finally, Academicast would like to congratulate apparel design and manufacturing alumna Ashley Burghardt for her success on the reality TV program 24-Hour Catwalk. Competing against three other fashion designers, Burghardt created a clothing line in the span of just one day. Burghardt's line topped her opponents, and she strode away with $10,000 in cash. 24-Hour Catwalk airs on the Lifetime Network. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about our program or the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.